Egypt has closed the Rafah border crossing in response to the abduction of seven security personnel in Sinai by unknown groups on May 16th. A Hamas government spokesperson told the press TV that people of Gaza have no hand in kidnapping the Egyptian security personnel, and they must not suffer the consequences of security breaches in Egypt.
Palestinians refuse the closure of the Rafah border. As Palestinians, we already suffer and have enough problems. With this closure, the suffering only increases. In fact, our security agencies are also taking all the needed precautions. We call on our Egyptian brothers to open the only border we have with the world. Many of those stranded in Gaza now need to leave for treatment or education, not for entertainment.
Since the Israeli crossings are only allowed for very rare cases, the Rafah crossing is the main gate for more than 1.6 million Palestinians living in the strip under the Israeli blockade.
My wife is Jordanian and has not seen her parents for 17 years. The day she had the chance to do so, the border was shut. I don't understand why the border is closed. What are we guilty of? One day the crossing is open and the next day it's closed. When anything happens to the Egyptian side, they close the Rafah crossing immediately.
The closure of the Rafah crossing and the tunnels along the borders for 3 days in a row have only tightened the blockade. It has affected more than 1,000 Palestinians, especially those of humanitarian cases. Among the stranded are hundreds of sick people, students, and pilgrims.
This is unjust. The closure of the crossing is a collective punishment. Many of us want to travel for medical treatment and to continue their education. I was supposed to travel today along with my parents for family matters and medical treatment.
Many Gazans are complaining that after the closure of Rafah crossing, their sufferings have been exacerbated.
Hundreds of Gazans have been stranded in the blockaded coastal enclave as the Egyptian authorities closed the Rafah crossing, Gaza's main opening to the outside world. Hala Safadi, Press TV, Gaza.